Chapter 2. One sunny day, Kay and Gerda were reading a book together in their garden when something happened.
"Ow," said Kay, and he put a hand to his eye.
"What happened?" said Gerda.
"Something went in my eye," he said.
Gerda had a look in Kay's eye, but she could not see anything. But there was something there. It was just too small to see. It was a tiny piece of the magic mirror. Kay had a piece in his eye, but he also had a piece in his heart. The pain and the suffering made Kay angry. He threw the book down and kicked the roses. Gerda began to cry.
"Why are you crying?" said Kay. "Stop it. It makes you look ugly."
Then he went back inside his house. All summer, Kay was different. He was rude and angry. He didn't want to look after the garden or play with Gerda anymore. He wanted to be bad to people and make fun of them. After summer, autumn came, and then winter again. Snow began to fall.
"Look at the snowflakes," Kay said to Gerda.
"They are perfect. They are much more beautiful than flowers. Flowers get damaged and die." The next day, Gerda saw Kay with his sledge. He was wearing his warmest clothes.
"Would you like to read a book with me?"
said Gerda. "We could sit inside, which is nice and warm."
"No," said Kay. "I'm going to play in the snow."
The bravest children in the city tied their little sledges to a big sledge with horses. These are called sleighs. The big sleighs pulled the little sledges along behind them. It was fast and fun. It was also dangerous, but exciting. It was snowing heavily when a very impressive sleigh came into the city. It was big and white. The driver wore a white fur coat and hat. Most of the children didn't tie their sledge to such a big sleigh because they were so frightened, but not Kay. He went over to the big sleigh boldly. He tied his sledge to the back of it. When the big sleigh started to move, Kay waved at the other children and laughed. This was fun. The big white sleigh was strong and powerful. The other children watched Kay go. He laughed happily. The sleigh went faster and faster. Kay became worried. He tried to untie his sledge, but the knot was frozen with ice. He shouted at the driver, but they did not hear him. All he could do was hold on. The big sleigh continued to go faster and faster. It left the city and went into the forest. The trees were covered in snow, and you couldn't see the road. Still, the sleigh went faster and faster. Kay was cold and tired. Eventually, the sleigh stopped and the driver got out. They wore a thick coat made of white fur. They came to look at Kay. Kay was surprised. It was a woman, a beautiful woman. She was all white, as if she was made of snow and ice. It was the Snow Queen.
"You look cold," she said.
"You should come and sit with me in the sleigh." Kay was so cold that he did what she said. She put him in the sleigh and then got in herself.
"You still look cold," she said. "You should come inside my coat." She put her coat around him, but she was not warm.
Kay shivered. "Are you still cold?" said the Snow Queen, and she gave Kay a kiss. The kiss was cold, and it filled Kay with even more coldness. But after that, he did not feel the cold as much.
"I need to go home," said Kay. "I want to go back to my family and to Gerda."
The Snow Queen kissed him again, and he forgot all about home and Gerda.
"No more kisses," said the Snow Queen, "or you will die."
Kay looked at the Snow Queen. She no longer looked cold and hard. Now she looked perfect. He sat back as the sleigh took off into the sky. The magic horses took them through the snow-filled sky, over the trees, and far away.